Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Harvey, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Here are the subsequent moves to the White Sox trading for Cesar Hernandez and Ryan Tepera. They sent Ryan Burr and Danny Mendick down to Class AAA Charlotte. Expect Hernandez to be in the lineup tonight against his old team, Cleveland. Bruce is reporting that the Dodgers are in on Kimbrel. And there's some talk, and who knows? Like, this is part of it. Like, if you're the Cubs, and you know who Bruce works for, and then I'm going to see Bruce put the report out, and I try only to traffic in stuff that reporters are saying and not, and this is no diss to Cap. I love Cap. He's not a reporter. Same thing with me. Like, if I was out here telling you that I'm not a reporter. I leave the reporting to the reporters. But they know who Bruce works for. And, of course, I look at Twitter and go, hey, Bruce is out here talking to the Dodgers. And if the Cubs are talking to the White Sox, they're listening because they're always listening to this show. And then they're like, well, wait a minute. Kimbrel's our guy. And maybe you drive up the price if you're Jed. Who knows? If something happens, though, we got you covered on that front. We are talking about a lot of different things. There are a lot of spinning plates today in the world of sports. With Ayo Dosunmu being drafted by the Bulls, the White Sox on the hunt for maybe some more help, the end of a dynasty over on the north side, the Bears at training camp, there's a lot. Oh, yeah, all hell is broken loose in college football, too, right before the season starts. Luckily, I know a guy. We share an office at DePaul. Adam Rittenberg does an incredible job of covering college football for ESPN. He was nice enough to join me on the Score Hotline, which is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Professor, how are you?
I'm good, Professor. Or doctor. Are you a doctor yet?
No, not a doctor yet. Stop making me a doctor. I don't want to do all that work. Well, maybe. We'll see. Maybe at some point I will do that. Before I ask you about the upheaval in college football, I'd love to know from your vantage point, what have you thought about the last couple of days with the Cubs?
Well, you're kind of still waiting for the big one, right? The big ones, Kimbrel and Brian, and we'll see if there's anybody else. And, you know, the Rizzo move seemed to be, you know, kind of preordained for the last couple of days, and, you know, certainly sad. To me, again, it's now about this rebuilding process, and we're going to find out just what type of GM and evaluator, you know, Jed is, as he fully steps into this role now of trying to get this team back on track. But, you know, it's certainly a little sad, but absolutely necessary for them to, you know, start unloading these assets. And the next few hours are going to be really, really interesting and important for the Cubs in the future.
I joked with Jed at the beginning of the year that he's almost like, you know, Dave Grohl in Nirvana, where now he gets to be the lead guy for Foo Fighters, and we're going to find out how good he is at his job. And I'm looking forward to the team that he builds, but I know that there's so many Cubs fans that are sad about this ending, and they should be because it's been the most successful Cubs era that they've seen in their lifetime. And to see it go away like this, I imagine can be heartbreaking.
Right. And I think, again, as great as the run was, you know, to 2016, I think it became very clear to me that it wasn't going to sustain even by 2018. And now we're sitting here in 2021 as the full unloading is happening. And I think, again, so much of it's about the philosophy of where they go from here. And in my view, again, I'm old school, Lawrence. I thought baseball was way better in 1988 than it is now, and you'll never change my opinion of that. I want Tony Gwynn. I want guys to hit the freaking ball and hit in situations and not strike out all the time. Like, that's the type of team that I'm hoping that they build, because clearly the other way didn't work. That's why you went from World Series to where we are right now.
Adam Rittenberg of ESPN joining me here on The Score. What's going on in your sport? Because I feel like every time I go to Twitter, it's on fire in college football.
Yeah, it truly is. You know, we knew this was going to be a summer of massive change with the NIL legislation that was going to start on July 1st. And then some of the important legal cases, you're reaching some type of conclusion with the NCAA. But the thing that nobody thought would happen immediately is this new round of realignment that's upon us, with Oklahoma and Texas today officially being welcomed into the SEC, at least in 2025. I'd be stunned if it doesn't happen a lot earlier than that, but that's what the lawyers and the billable hours are for. But we're now in a period where, you know, leagues are wondering what's next. What's the next big thing to happen as they adjust? And they're all connected, right? You know, the sport, the money's out of control. Now athletes can make their own money off of their NIL, and that's affecting recruiting. Everybody wants to position themselves not for 2021, but for 3 to 5 to 10 years down the line. And that's a big reason why Texas and OU decided to make this move. And a lot of us are questioning, well, is it good for the sport? Probably not. Do we understand it? Absolutely. Is it good for Texas and Oklahoma and the SEC? No doubt. And by the way, we also have an expanded playoff that's probably on the horizon, or at least being discussed. And how does that get impacted by this incredible realignment move? This isn't, with all due respect, Rutgers and Maryland joining the Big Ten, or Colorado and Utah joining the Pac-12. These are two of the biggest brands in the sport moving to the conference that's dominating the sport, at least in terms of national championships, and soon to be in revenue.
I know that things are moving in the direction of this happening sooner when I see my alma mater, Alabama, put out a statement welcoming Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC. That's not something that you would put out there for something that's 4 years down the road.
No, it's not. And some of these statements are sanctimonious, and the language is almost laughable. The one word that I thought was a well-chosen word was from Greg Sankey's statement a couple of days ago when he used the word enrich. I think talking about the experience for student athletes, we know what that really is, and that's where we are. You don't put this out. This doesn't move as fast as it has. If we're going to be sitting here in 2024 talking about, is Texas or Oklahoma going to win the Big 12 against Oklahoma State or Iowa State or Baylor or TCU? So when it happens, it's hard to predict that clearly. But again, I think it will happen in the next season or two, that we'll see those teams transition over, and then we'll see what the Big 12 is like by then. We'll see if it's still an 8-team league or a league that's been dissolved, or a league that's grown to some other number. And other leagues are going to be impacted potentially. I don't know if anything's going to happen right away with other leagues, but that process of researching and figuring out what's best for us and who can we make a run at, or can we partner with another conference for scheduling? Because, Lawrence, you understand that a lot of this is not about competition. If it were, Oklahoma would stay in the league where it's won 6 straight championships and made a bunch of playoff appearances. This is about inventory and improving your schedule and improving your television product. And that's what all these other leagues are thinking about as they go forward, because, certainly the SEC is aiming to widen the gap that already exists.
What type of money are we talking about annually for Texas and Oklahoma to move from the Big 12 to the SEC as far as television revenue that they would be able to generate?
Right. Well, they first have to pay their exit fees, and then that's obviously going to determine when they make the move. But once they're in the SEC, and the SEC presumably does negotiate new media rights agreements, you know, it could be anywhere in the $70 to $80 million range as far as distribution to the schools. You know, the Big Ten right now has the highest per school distribution. The Big Ten also goes to market first with its media rights agreements, and then that's presumably going to increase the revenue for its payout. So I think those two leagues, if you're in those two leagues going forward, you're going to be financially in great shape. But yeah, absolutely, the SEC is positioned to make those distributions, which again, it shares evenly. Oklahoma and Texas will get the same revenue distribution unless they've changed that model as Vanderbilt and South Carolina and Kentucky. But those projections could be anywhere from, you know, 65 to 75 to 85 million a year.
What choices do you think the rest of the Big 12 has? Is it merger with the Pac-12? Is it merger with the AAC? Is it everyone, every man, every university for themselves?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of that. You know, the West Virginia athletic director, Shane Lyons, who's a very respected AD, put out a statement the other night, which I joke might as well have just been a plea to the ACC to take them. And they realize that that's the safer home for West Virginia in the future. And we'll see if that works out or not. They were under consideration the last time around. The ACC ultimately went with Louisville. But if the Big 12 stays together at 8, I think they're going to have to add. And the most likely spot to do that is going to be from the American. You know, schools like Cincinnati or UCF or South Florida or Houston or SMU, Memphis. Those are the teams that I think at least give you some markets and a chance to survive as, you know, kind of a maybe Power 5, high-level Group of 5 type conference. Otherwise, your members are certainly in a position to get picked off, you know, by a league like the Pac-12 that may want to have teams in the central time zone for television purposes. So do they come after Oklahoma, one of the teams they were trying to get along with Texas and Oklahoma back in, when Larry Scott was there as commissioner a few years back? Or do they look to Kansas for their basketball product, or, you know, Iowa State's a program on the rise? But I get a sense that the Big 12, at least a number of those teams, are going to have to find a way to stay together, add some schools, and then go forward with obviously less revenue than they're getting right now, because even though that they are tied into their current revenue model, which is pretty good until 2025 when their grant of rights expires, if they don't add some big brands, their next media rights agreement is going to produce significantly less revenue per school for those teams going forward. So that's the difficult position that league is obviously in.
This whole thing is absolutely nuts. But I tell you what, you should be following Adam on Twitter, at ESPN Rittenberg, for everything, every little machination that ends up happening with all of this conference upheaval. Sir, it'll be good to see you on campus this year.
Excellent, man. Appreciate you having me on. It was great.
Thank you. That is Adam Rittenberg of ESPN. I'm not kidding. We literally share an office at DePaul. And I had to jump through some hoops to get him on the radio show. But we got him. And bleep is crazy right now, man. It's like for real. It was like, hey, Texas and Oklahoma are thinking about, hey, Texas and Oklahoma are in the SEC. Like that. There's all sorts of stuff that's going on. And
I know Big Ten have done the Notre Dame thing, but we've seen that Texas, Oklahoma are going to the SEC. Stranger things have happened. I know they're ACC committed.
Yeah.
But also, the Big Ten is the Big Ten.
What if you did a Big Ten Pac-12 merger? Just, ugh. No? Don't want it?
It's good markets. You got, what, Seattle, L.A., Arizona,
Phoenix, yeah.
Good markets that they want, and you can say, "Hey, we're across the country."
Yep, that we are now a nationwide conference. It's called the Big Conference. Don't even say Big Ten. We're just the Big Conference, right there with Northwestern being Chicago's Big Ten team.
But of course,
go Cats. I don't know. Nothing's happened. I know that you're tuning in, going, "Has anything happened? Does anyone else get traded? Are the White Sox in on Kimbrel?" Maybe. But nothing's happened as of yet. This Dodger thing, man, I got to tell you, there's, you know what the Dodgers are? And if the White Sox pull off a Kimbrel trade, I mean, it would be dope. And again, I don't want to act like they haven't done anything. I think that what they've done has been fine. I think it's addressed all the needs that they had. But I bet you that Kenny is looking at the Dodgers going, hey, man, this is what I've been trying to do the whole time. The whole time. Go for it, go for it, go for it. And they just out here spending. Maybe it's $300 million. So we'll see. We'll see if the White Sox are able to pull this off. Is there anyone on the roster that you wouldn't be okay with them trading?
Michael Kopech. It.
That's it? So if they said that it was Garrett Crochet going back,
bye.
I'm kind of with you on that. Now, if you can do it without having to do that, even better. But I'm kind of with you on that.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing that's – if you can get the best closer in baseball for this team, and I know you have Liam Hendricks, but fortify your bullpen. Make that game six innings like the Royals did in, 2015. Game over.
Yeah, with the HDH in the back of your bullpen, right? It was Herrera and Davis and who am I forgetting?
Holland.
And Holland. And you just shut it down right there. Be interesting.
It's brewing right now. I don't have confirmation yet, but it's brewing.
It's brewing. I'd like to see some other places report it before I say anything, though. That's all I'm going to say on the subject. We're going to take a break. If there is some breaking news, we will break in and give it to you. I would suggest that you stick around. Beyond that, Mark Grody is going to join me. He was there for a big portion of the Cubs winning. I want to ask him that and ask him what's the latest at Halas Hall. But if there is some breaking baseball news, we will share it with you. That's next here on The Score. Jeff Passan of ESPN is reporting that the White Sox are finalizing a deal to acquire Cubs closer Craig Kimbrell. More on this momentarily on The Score. Don't stop.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
It has been confirmed from multiple outlets now that the White Sox have made a deal for Cubs closer Craig Kimbrell. Michael Cerami of Bleacher Nation had that part of the report first. He broke the story. And just before, yes, Herbie, are we getting the other shoe that's dropping now? No.
Yes.
I was right.
You were, it's.
No.
From Bob Nightingale.
No. You can't tell me that I've been saying this for 3 months and I'm right.
The Cubs will receive second baseman Nick Madrigal and pitcher Cody Hoyer for Craig Kimbrell.
The Riot 2 lives! Yes! There is no one that is more Cub than Nick Madrigal. Wow! Okay, so let's reboot here. Let's reboot. The White Sox get Craig Kimbrell for the rest of the season. The Cubs get Nick Madrigal and Cody Hoyer. Tony La Russa gave Cody Hoyer every opportunity to kind of show him that he could be one of the high leverage people in the White Sox bullpen. I personally think that Hoyer eventually projects out as a closer, by the way. I think that he's got all the tools to be a closer. Get out. This is, you know what? I feel like I'm being punked. There's no way.
And by the way, Craig Kimbrell signed till next year too. So
that's
$16 million next year. And like I said, when we go into the ninth inning, Liam's already pitched. It's Craig Kimbrell time. He is the best reliever in the game.
It's going to be interesting to see them manage this. But it feels like to me, what you have is a complete like lockdown bullpen when you can go from, like we were saying earlier, you get to shorten the game to five innings where you can go Kopech, Bummer, depending on matchups, Tapera, Kimbrel, Hendricks, or Hendricks, if you want to do. I think that Hendricks is still the closer of this team, but we'll see. Usually when a deal like this happens, the general manager of the White Sox has a conference call, and usually when the team comes from off the road, he does a presser. I imagine that's what'll happen. That this will be one of the this isn't a dugout, right? This is you put Rick in the room. I don't know if you do this one in the dugout. They usually have this in the home dugout when he comes back from a road trip. I imagine this is put everyone in the room and have the shots look nice and good and clean.
But the only thing is you got Craig Kimbrel and – I mean, Craig Kimbrel's in D.C. now. He can't make it back for the game tonight. I'm thinking probably tomorrow you have the introductory press conference when Rick can speak.
No. I think Rick speaks today just because, like, they're back off the road trip. You have to give an injury update on Aloy. There, you made this big deal. You traded one of the guys that you had on the – two guys that you had on the major league roster this season to get Craig. This is a – we are going for it.
And I think Rick Hahn sees what we see in Nick Madrigal. Good, not great.
I would like to think that he – this is an admission of that, that, you know, slappy is slappy. And he is – let me tell you something right now. Nick Madrigal is going to sell a lot of jerseys at Clark and Wakeland. A lot of them.
He is, yeah, much better Ryan Thiriot.
People are going to fall in love with him over there, and that's all good. But right now, what the White Sox have is a bullpen that – can rival anyone. And now if you put that with a starting rotation, 1 through 5, that's better than everyone. But you can start looking at it. You can start playing around now. Hopefully Carlos Rodon is okay. And I wonder about this. Like when you start looking at, okay, well, all the different things that you could do, maybe one of the things that you're going to do is maybe go six-man rotation for a while, and Kopech is that six-man, so that you aren't asking Rodon and Keuchel to pick up the ball every fifth day. You get some more life back in both of those guys' arms. The possibilities are endless, yo. That's all that we're seeing, by the way, is that it's Madrigal and Hoyer. And I got to tell you that if that's all that the White Sox gave up for Craig Kimbrel.
Neither of those players would have factored into this year's team at all. Like Cody Hoyer has been replaced effectively by Ryan Tapera.
Yep.
And then Nick Madrigal's hurt for the year.
Yeah, he wasn't going to help you this year outside of the help that he gave you at the beginning of the year. How soon before Cubs fans are like, hey, Jed, stop dealing with Rick Hahn. Where's...
I'm looking at Cub reaction, Cub fan reaction. It's not great. One says,
no!
The Cubs just traded their best trade chip for a dude who can't hit the ball at the infield and a bad reliever.
Fam. There's going to be wanted posters of Rick Hahn on the north side. Might have gun and mask. $1 million reward for his capture. Wanted alive, alive. This is something. All right, let's give you an opportunity to react to this. This is what we do here at The Score. 312-644-6767 is the number if you'd like to text us or if you'd like to call. The White Sox have traded for Craig Kimbrel. They traded Nick Madrigal and Cody Hoyer to the Cubs for Craig Kimbrel, who still has some contract control, making one of the most dominant bullpens in White Sox history. And what's crazy is that when you think about going into this season, people were like, man, that's the strength of their team. uh-uh. And there were some things that went wrong, and Cody Hoyer was one of the things that went wrong with them. Wasn't horrible, just didn't find it the way that he had found it last year. And I stand by this. I'm watching the rest of his career because I think that the guy actually can be a closer. And maybe he'll get that opportunity to close some games. It would seem like if the Cubs are in a position to close games, that they need someone to close, and Tepera and Kimbrel over on the south side now. Thinking about all the different things that one could do now, you never have to worry about back-to-back days. In a playoff situation, you don't have to worry about, well, Hendricks pitched yesterday and the day before, because you can just go to Kimbrel or to Tepera. You could theoretically, Stoney has said that this is not going to happen. So I want to be clear about that. That you could have Kopech start a game here or there. And I don't think that they're going to necessarily make him a rotational guy going forward for this particular season. I think obviously next year you're doing that. But I do think that in watching Carlos Rodon, I was watching a really tired guy, a guy that hasn't gone this far in a season since 2018, and boom, here we are. Where were you when the White Sox made a trade and traded Nicky Two Strikes for Craig Kimbrel? I'm telling you, man, those wanted masks, those wanted posters for Rick Hahn on the north side are going to be a thing. They should, obvious shirts should do a t-shirt. Like right now, it should just be Rick Hahn's face with a wanted poster. But it should put a mask on him for both COVID and because he continues to stick the Cubs up. Let's go to Roger from the west side. Hey, Roger, you're on the Score. What's your reaction?
Yo, it's my name is Andre, but it's cool, bro.
I'm sorry, Andre. You're on the west side. What's your reaction?
You good, Lawrence. See, I'm a Cubs fan, and I'm believing outside of the box. The Nick Magical trade. I'm not even gonna call it the Craig Kimbrel trade because I'm hurt about it, low key. But the thing is, hopefully my Cubs is doing what the Yankees did to them. Hopefully they're letting players go and letting people be traded and being rented for a while. And then next year they're like, hey, we're going to pay y'all money and we're going to get these pieces, even though I don't think Nick Magical is going to be a piece that we're really going to work with. But, I mean, you never know. We might get Mickey Two Strikes to be Mickey Home Run over here, baby. So
Nicky. And he had been hitting for more power before he got hurt. He had been driving the ball to the gap. I don't have to sell you no more. You bought it. You bought the car. You bought the car that I've been trying to sell. Magical has incredible bat-to-ball skills. People are like, oh, Magical's not that bad. He has incredible bat-to-ball skills. His awareness in the field and his fielding and sometimes his throwing is suspect. Part of the reason that I didn't like him on the White Sox is because he needed to do all that other stuff at a high level if he wasn't going to slug. I think he's a perfect Cub for what Jed wants the offense to be, that he wants it to be diversified. Nick Magical is perfect for that.
Yeah, he's going to put bat on ball. He's going to get on base. He might run you into some outs.
He
but
will.
Once he'll get you on base at a, what, 360 clip?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think it works out great. Looks good on you, though.
Enjoy it.
The Riot Part 2. Hey, Wayne, you're on the Score.
Hi. How you doing, Lawrence? I'm a big-time Sox fan, and I think that, you know, you guys are kind of underestimating Nick Magical. I think that he's a solid player. He's only going to get better. His every part of his game will get better, his fielding as well as his bat. He gets on base all the time.
We said that he gets on base, and he's got really great bat to ball skills.
And he's very young, and he's gonna grow into it.
It's not as young as you think.
He wasn't even in the minor leagues that long. So I think that I think he's going to be a very good, solid second baseman and for the Cubs. Now
why do you – I need you to defend that position.
Defend that position?
Defend the position that he's going to be a solid second baseman, because everything that he's done defensively for the White Sox would not say that he's going to be a solid second baseman. All I'm saying is that the evidence that is in front of you doesn't project him out to be a solid second baseman.
Well, my again, he's young. He's going to grow.
He's not that young.
And he's young. I mean, look, Tim Anderson was it took him a while to get going as a shortstop.
Different type of prospect, though.
Fielding-wise, it took him a while, too.
But it's a different type of prospect where Tim had spent a majority of his time playing basketball. Nick's been playing baseball for a real long time.
I just
don't think that he's – I'm not knocking him. I'm just trying to be honest about what we saw. And what we saw was a guy that was indecisive, that made bad throws, that made bad decisions when he got the ball. And, yes, I do think some of that is going to get better as he plays more. But
– Of course.
But I don't think that you – I don't think there was anything that you saw from him playing second base, not the hit tool, but playing second base or running the bases that would make me go, oh, yeah, he's totally going to get better.
Of all the positions in baseball, second base, is easier to get better at.
Right. That's part of why it was frustrating. And why I'm not going to spend this much time telling you about what we all saw with Nick Madrigal. And a bunch of y'all White Sox fans didn't want to admit it because he was a White Sox. But now that he's not a White Sox, we can all start telling the truth about Nick Madrigal and his White Sox-ness. Great bat-to-ball skills. Apparently a super nice kid. Gets on base. Started to slug a little bit towards the end before he got hurt. But let's not lie about his base running or his defense. Meanwhile, the White Sox have Craig Kimbrell.
And also they have Lucas Giolito.
In 2018, he was the worst pitcher in baseball. Hey, Bob, you're on the score. What's your reaction to this?
And I'm a lifelong Sox fan, and highway robbery once again, but I believe we're on our way to the promised land. To give up what we gave up, I'm all in. And I called the Bernstein and Rahimi show and suggested Kimbrel, and they shot it down. And
all right, great. Thanks a lot. How about Michael? Hey, Michael, you're on the score. Or not. Was that on me?
Lawrence?
I got you now, hey, Michael.
Lawrence, hey, Lawrence, how are you?
I'm doing all right, man. How are you?
I'm starting to day drink in celebration of what just happened. I am, as a Sox fan, you know, I've always wanted them to act like a big league club and to make a move that is a power move that puts them in a position to not just contend, but to win this damn thing. I am absolutely ecstatic. And the fact that they gave up someone who, quite frankly, I loved him as a player. He's a little hustler. But you can improve second base pretty easy. They have Hernandez next year with a $6 million
They already went and got a better second baseman than the one that they had.
100%. And to give up Hoyer, I mean, listen, Hoyer may turn out to be the prize of the trade because I think, he has closer material, a closer arm. But, you have two more years of Hendricks and Kimbrel closing that pen, and you didn't give up any of the foundation. You can move someone like Sheets next year to get another player. You have bullets in the chamber still. I'm going to the game tonight. I'm drinking right now. Thank God for public transportation because I am there. Thank you, sir.
All right, don't get in any trouble. Don't be fighting people on the train and stuff. Please. I want you to arrive alive at the game tonight. There's going to be a lot of White Sox fans that are sauce. I got to take a break. Herbie, how about we skip the final segment that we usually do and take a couple more phone calls on this, all right? The White Sox have made a trade with the Cubs. Nick Madrigal, Cody Hoyer, goes to the north side. Craig Kimbrell comes to the south side. We are discussing it here with you on The Score.
Breaking Chicago baseball news. The White Sox make a blockbuster trade with the Chicago Cubs for star closer Craig Kimbrell.
Kimbrell works from the stretch. Bases loaded, two down. The pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. What a job by Craig Kimbrell.
Keep it on The Score as we cover what this huge trade means for both sides of town on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. An Odyssey station.
Breaking news on The Score is powered by Odyssey and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
It is official. There's been a trade between the two baseball teams in town for the second day in a row. The White Sox put out this press release. White Sox acquire eight-time All-Star closer Craig Kimbrell from Chicago Cubs in exchange for Cody Hoyer and Nick Madrigal. So it's official. Here's a quote from Rick Hahn. We view Craig as the premier relief pitcher available at this trade deadline, so we knew the cost would be steep in terms of parting with young talent. But we recognize a special opportunity that currently exists, and our team, our clubhouse, and our fans deserve to know we will do everything we can to reach the postseason and win meaningful games in October, close quote. Cubs fans are like, well, what does this mean for Nico Hoerner? Nick Madrigal isn't available until next year, and I think that Nico Hoerner is squarely in the Cubs' plans. Now, I could be wrong about that. And does this mean that Javier Baez is being traded? Again, Madrigal tore his hamstring bad. So it's going to be until spring training that you even know how he's doing. But that's what I haven't read the Cubs one. Okay, wait. Here's the Cubs one. Here's a headline from the Cubs one. Cubs acquire infielder Nick Madrigal and right-hand pitcher Cody Hoyer from White Sox for Craig Kimbrell. There's a lot of wheeling, dealing and going on between 35th and Shields and Waveland and Clark. Addison and Clark. Oh, the building is closer to Waveland, where Jed is. His office is closer to Waveland. So we're taking your reaction to it. I'm sure there's going to be a reaction all day on the Parkins and Spiegel show as well. Let me take a couple more phone calls here. Let's go to Haas, who's calling from San Diego. Hello, Haas. You're on The Score.
Hey, hello, Lawrence. I'm a first-time caller to your show, and it's really good. Your show's really good, man. I've been enjoying it.
I know, right? I appreciate that. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I kind of got my thunder stolen a little bit by a guy a few callers ago. He said exactly what I was going to say. You know, I'm butthurt over this a little bit, but I want the Cubs to do like the Yankees did with Aroldis Chapman. When Aroldis Chapman was traded to the Cubs, he was very upfront that he was probably headed back to the Yankees. And honestly, that's the smartest thing a player could do, because then they get to both be with their team and get a good prospect on the team to help them keep winning for the long term.
Hold on a second. There's more.
Oh, geez.
It looks like Javier Baez has been traded to the Mets. Matt Spiegel just decided to walk up in here.
I mean, what are we doing?
It's not even his time yet.
I don't care. It's too much is happening.
And he just says, screw it. He didn't even close the door. He just walked up in here. So, Kimbrell's a White Sox. Madrigal and Hoyer are Cubs. And it looks like Baez is about to be a Met.
Jed is going full throttle. He's got an hour to move Chris Bryant. Can you imagine if everybody goes except Bryant? How odd that would feel come 3 o'clock.
How weird it would look and Chris Bryant be like Will Smith at the end of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Looking around. Like Juan Soto right now in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
This is the lesson. I mean, it is a lot like stripping it down to the studs when you're doing a rebuild. Even if the acquisitions you're getting in this mode are only 1 or 2 years away, if you're going to go backwards hard.
Well, it does seem like that is the case for where things stand. I'm going to take a break, and then we will officially bring in Matt Spiegel, who cannot wait to talk about baseball with you. Uh-oh. And he's bringing Ranji along with him? Yeah. Oh, my Jesus. You got baseball covered here on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.